Welcome to the Millionaire Cookbook. I'm your host, Mohammed Sabri, and I'm looking to provide you with $1 million worth of value in a single podcast. All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Millionaire Cookbook. This is episode 16, and today I'm going to be talking about how to overcome adversity or tough times. So if you're going through something right now, or you want to be prepared for the next time you think you may go through something, or maybe you went through something in the past and you may want to know exactly how you could have dealt with it better, then I'm going to cover exactly that in this podcast. But before I start, I just want to make a quick disclaimer. This is all just general advice. So if you're going through something or went through something very traumatizing, very, very taxing on you mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever it may be, or like it's a very irreversible situation, the teachings and the lessons in this episode may not work for you that well. The things I'm going to be going over today, it's for general adversity for the general population. You know, let's say like you're an athlete and you got injured, or you're an entrepreneur and you're having a bit of a roadblock, or you know, you're in the gym and you might have gained a few more pounds more than you expected and you don't know what to do. You know, this is all just general stuff, you know, stuff that you know that you can overcome, and stuff that you know that there is going to be light at the end of the tunnel, but you're just not exactly sure how to go about it, and you want to go about it as swiftly as possible, as emotionally structured as possible, and overall just as quick as possible while trying to be as happy as you can. So without that out of the way, I'll get started. So the first lesson you want to do if you're going through adversity is you want to act on the situation instead of reacting to it. Now, what I mean by reacting is reacting emotionally. Now, earlier in the year, you know, once the whole, the whole situation in the world hit, I went through a little adversity as well. And, you know, I did act on it, but I did react on it very emotionally. You know, I was complaining a lot. I was, you know, just feeling sorry for myself when I could have easily just used that energy and put it into something that could have made my situation better a lot quicker. You know, obviously the situation did get better because I did use the lessons that I'm about to talk about today. But it could have been a lot better and a lot quicker if I had just put that emotional reaction into actual solutions. So, you know, if you're going through something, instead of, you know, it's okay to vent, it's okay to express yourself, it's okay to let your emotions out because it does help, but you have to be sensible about it. You know, talk about it to a friend or two or a family member, and then that's it. Just go straight into action. You know, you shouldn't be pondering over emotionally every single day. You shouldn't be feeling sorry for yourself 24/7. That is not how you overcome adversity. That is not how you get yourself out of a rut. The way you do it is by taking action. Practical action. So let's say, you know, I'll use like the example of an injury. Let's say you injured your knee or something, or your shoulder, whatever it may be. Instead of sitting there feeling sorry for yourself and, you know, saying like, why me? Why did this have to happen? Blah, 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 blah. Take actions to make that recovery for yourself quicker. So if you hurt your shoulder, start doing a bit of Start doing some rehab exercises at home. You know, take a band, start doing some pull-aparts, start doing some face pulls. If you hurt your knee, start doing some knee extensions. Start doing some stuff that'll strengthen the point of which you injured at. You know, instead of just sitting there and complaining about it, act on the situation. So, you know, let's say, you know, you got really sick and you've been out of the gym and, you know, you lost a bunch of your strength, whatever it may be. You know, you lost some gains. Instead of pondering over it, Get back in the gym, start putting in that work and work even harder than you did the first time to get back there as fast as possible. Start looking at your food, start taking action on your nutrition. You want to start taking action. You don't want to ponder over it emotionally. So that's the first step. Act, not react. The second lesson is to always realize that there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. And again, this is for the general stuff. You know, if you got an injury or you got really sick and you lost a bunch of progress in the gym, or you're having a little work issue, or, you know, you may have hit a roadblock in life, whatever it may be for your own situation, realize that there will be light at the end of the tunnel. You know, stuff like this is only temporary, and stuff like this, it only ponders and it only affects you as long as you let it affect it. And that goes back to step one about acting on it and not reacting to it. The only way you would want to react to it is if you want to react in a positive light, which is seeing that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that there is hope in the situation. So instead of saying, oh, like, I hurt my knee, it's never going to get better, this sucks, you know, why me, all that stuff. Instead say, hey, you know, I may be injured right now, but I know that if I put in the hours, if I put in that work, if I take the steps actionable, or the actionable steps to overcoming this, then I will get better. And there, this is a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, I'm going to be able to walk properly again. I'm going to be able to play sports again. I'll be able to use this knee functionally again. You know, that's the way you want to react. You want to react positively, not negatively. So that's number two, you know, just realize that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Realize that the situation is temporary, and realize that it won't be here forever. You will get through it as long as you keep a positive mindset, you act on it, find solutions, and you don't react to it in a negative way. So lesson number three is to just enjoy the process of growth, enjoy the recovery, and again, like I just mentioned, use it as an opportunity to grow as a person and grow your character. You know, a lot of adversity, it's literally just tests in life. It's just life testing us. That's literally all it is. Life is throwing stuff at you to see, you know, can you handle this? Are you strong enough emotionally, physically, mentally to handle this? Use it as an opportunity to grow. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm a gym guy, so I'm going to be using a lot of gym analogy, but it's kind of like, you know, when you go to the gym, you have a crazy workout and, you know, you just completely annihilate a muscle group and you're super sore the next day or two or three, whatever it may be. And then, you know, can't extend your arm, you know. Again, that's because you are in a state of, how am I going to explain this? Because your muscles are in a state of, you know, they're broken down, they're ripped apart. You know, when you work out, you do have those micro tears in your muscles. Because your muscles are in that state, they use that as an opportunity to repair itself and grow even stronger. That's how people get bigger and stronger in the gym. It's by tearing those muscles apart, working hard, and then once they repair themselves and they grow stronger to be able to handle the stress that you put onto them and more. Use that analogy for your situation. You know, you're going through adversity right now. It probably sucks. You may feel like it's the end of the world, but it's not, as I mentioned in the last lesson. Use it as an opportunity. You know, just sit there and think, hey, you know, this is really bad, but I know I'll get through it. And when I do get through it, I'll get through it even stronger. Because I got through this, I'll be able to get through anything at this level and even less. You know what I mean? You know, so let's say the topic of injuries, you know, I'm using that as an example because I feel like it's very relatable to people and it's something I can definitely relate to. You know, when I had my first real injury that, you know, took me out of sports for a couple weeks, you know, I thought, you know, crap, like this sucks. I really want to play. And I was feeling sorry for myself. But once I overcame that injury and I got another injury, I thought, hey, you know, I went through this once. I know how to handle it this time. You know, I grew from it. I learned from it. And this isn't so bad. So enjoy the process, because you will not only overcome the situation, but mentally you will grow from it. You'll grow stronger. And, you know, your skin is going to thicken a bit and you're going to be a lot tougher. So realize that as well. Now, number four is to actually just take measures to prevent it from happening. You know, a lot of situations we find ourselves in, we can easily prevent it from happening if we just stay on top of things. So let's say you're an entrepreneur and, you know, you're running a business and you lost a few clients and your income took a hit. Now, take a look and see, you know, why did I lose those clients? You know, you may think you're doing everything right, but let's just say, you know, you may have been a bit lazy. You may have not been delivering the results you promised. You may have gotten complacent with the client. You may have stopped reaching out to clients. Whatever it may be, prevent it from happening. You know, if you knew that if you stayed on top of the work, if you stayed delivering the results you promised, if you kept that momentum and that work ethic that you did when you first acquired those clients, then you won't even find yourself in the situation. You know, let's say for injuries, if, you know, I don't know about other people, but me personally, all my injuries that made me hit a roadblock in the gym, I didn't actually get them in the gym. All the injuries I got were outside the gym. And a lot of them were because I'm doing something stupid, or I'm doing something that I could have easily just not done. So, you know, if I just think to myself, hey, you know, if I'm careful outside the gym, if I'm careful outside my sport, if I just take care of my body outside the gym, then guess what? I'm not going to get injured. It's the same thing with whatever situation you're going through. If you know that you can prevent it from happening, take the actionable steps to prevent it from happening, because the best way to solve a problem is to keep it from happening in the first place. You know, obviously there's stuff that you can do after the problem happens. That's why you're listening to this podcast. But the best way is to just avoid it entirely. And the way you avoid it is by taking the steps necessary while everything is still all good, while everything is still smooth, or when things just started to get rocky, you know, that those beginning stages. Because the earlier you can catch it, the earlier you can notice that something is wrong, the faster and the better and more control you are, and the more control of the situation you'll have. So, you know, that's number four. If you know that you can prevent the situation from happening, prevent it, because preventing it will be a lot easier than actually going through the problem and trying to recover from it. So that's number four. And lesson number five, this is going to be the last lesson, is, you know, let's say you can't prevent it from happening. Let's say something is inevitable and it is what it is type of thing. You know, that's life. It happened to me. It happens to a lot of people. Just be prepared for the worst. You know, you may think everything is good. You may think everything is smooth sailing, but be prepared for the worst. Always have, you know, a lot of people say, you know, be easygoing, be laid back, have a positive mindset. And yes, I completely agree with that. But in the back of your mind, subconsciously, just kind of remind yourself every now and then again, look, everything is great right now, but I can wake up tomorrow and my whole life can change in a bad way. So always be prepared for the worst, mentally knowing, hey, something bad could happen. You know, everything is good right now with whatever I got going on, but it could all go to crap the next day or the next week. Just having that mental preparation will allow you to be more in control of the situation if it does actually end up happening. And you'll be a lot more emotionally stable and you'll have a lot more emotional structure once the thing actually happens. Because a lot of the times we react emotionally to adversity because we don't expect it to happen. You know, we let our guard down and it kind of hits us unexpectedly. But if we keep our guard up, if we know, hey, life kind of does its thing and something bad might happen, well, guess what? You'll be able to go back all the way to lesson one. You'll be able to act on the situation right away instead of reacting to it in a negative way. So that's number five. Just be prepared for the worst. Know that even though everything is going good right now, it may not the next day or the next week or the next month or the next year. And if you have that mindset, then you'll be able to be actually prepared if it actually were to happen. So that's number five. And those are the five lessons and the five steps to overcome adversity. You know, shorter podcast today, but, you know, I, on these solo podcasts, I like to focus on the quality of the information I'm giving rather than the quantity, you know. I will go on little tangents. I will ramble. I will repeat the same stuff a couple times. But overall, I just want to deliver you the information straight up how it is. I don't want to sugarcoat everything. So just to review everything, lesson one, you want to act on the situation, not react to it. So look for solutions right away. Number two, realize that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Realize that the situation will be temporary and things will eventually get better and that this isn't the end of the world. Number three, enjoy the process of recovery and use it as an opportunity to grow as a person, as a character, and become a better version of yourself on the other end of it. Number four, if it's something that you can prevent from happening, then while everything is still good, take the actionable steps to make sure that the good situation is maintained and that it doesn't go downhill. And lastly, number five, be prepared for the worst. If you have the mindset that things can go wrong the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year, then you'll be able to be a lot more mentally prepared and a lot more emotionally stable when the situation occurs. So yeah, that's it for today's podcast. You know, hopefully you guys got a lot of help out of this. You know, for me, I wish I had this information when I was going through some stuff over, you know, my high school years, my early college years, stuff like that, and even to this day. But, you know, because I went through that stuff, I was able to compile this list, and, you know, it's all about lesson number three, using it as an opportunity to grow, enjoying the recovery. You know, at the end, even though I did go through some stuff that I didn't want to go through, I did come out stronger on the other end of it, and I did use it as an opportunity to grow as a person and continue my journey in self-development and self-improvement. And hopefully that you'll be able to keep that same mindset. So that's all for today. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care. So I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. If you did, go ahead and subscribe on whatever platform you're using to listen, and I'll catch you guys next Monday.